Amanda Reid has a unique mindset to her training and how she approaches international competitions.
What goes through your mind when you're in the pain?
Not much. I don't really think. I just get out there and train really hard. Don't think, you don't get the nerves. So I just choose not to think. Pretty good at that.
In a chance encounter, the 20-year-old found her old cycling clothes when looking under her house. It prompted the Wemba Wemba and Gurindji woman to make a radical transition to cycling after representing Australia as a swimmer in London. It was less than 10 months out from last year's Rio Paralympics.
I had 6 months from when I first started cycling to make the World Championship team and to try and put my name forward to the Paralympic team, and I think I just trained my butt off. I was like, I really want to get that team and really want to make world champs at the same time.
Then, competing in the women's individual 500-metre time trial, success came quickly.
The real time to beat is 42.972. Oh, she smashes it. Look at this, it's a Paralympic record.
Only a world record winning time by Dutch rider Alida Moorbuis beat her to gold. The result means Reid has her sights on revenge at the Tokyo Paralympics in 2020. Among her biggest supporters is her New South Wales Institute of Sport strength and conditioning coach, Jolt Jambor.
Yes, absolutely, she's on the track, especially because she got the silver, and the silver medal has a very, very bitter taste. She wanna taste the gold medal, and she will get it one day. I know.
At least six training sessions a week has made Reid physically stronger than ever. But that's outmatched by a resilience she says she's developed earlier in life. Her cerebral palsy and Indigenous heritage made her a target, as she recalls.
All the bullies and that I had at school, they're still sitting at home. They haven't travelled the world like I have, which I sort of have the last laugh. So on them.
It was a tough time, but Reid relied heavily on her mother, Kate, who says she's very proud of how her daughter has approached such challenges.
I'm definitely like motivated. I just want to win that gold and take that gold home and make my country proud, make my mum proud and my family.